This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. NPR has learned that corruption charges are being dropped against former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. He was convicted of lying on his Senate disclosure forms and defeated for re-election. The case centered on gifts from an oil industry executive and other friends, and the evidence included tapes of Stevens' own phone calls. Ever since that conviction, charges of prosecutorial misconduct have overshadowed the case. Now, NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports on what happens next.
According to Justice Department officials, Attorney General Eric Holder has decided to drop the case against Stevens rather than continue to defend the conviction in the face of persistent problems stemming from the actions of prosecutors. The judge in the Stevens case has repeatedly delayed sentencing and criticized trial prosecutors for what he's called prosecutorial misconduct, at one point even holding prosecutors in contempt. Things got so bad that the Justice Department finally replaced the whole trial team, including top-ranking officials in the Office of Public Integrity, the Justice Department's section charged with prosecuting public corruption cases. With no end in sight and more ugly hearings expected, Attorney General Holder decided late yesterday to pull the plug. Stevens' lawyers are expected to be informed this morning that the department will dismiss the indictment against the former senator. Holder is said to have made his decision because of Stevens' age. He's 85. Because Stevens is no longer in the Senate, having lost his re-election bid a week after his conviction. And perhaps most importantly, according to Justice Department officials, Holder wanted to send a message to prosecutors throughout the department that actions he regards as misconduct will not be tolerated. Holder began his career in the public integrity section of the Justice Department, and according to sources, he was horrified by the failure of prosecutors to turn over all relevant materials to the defense. The Attorney General also knows the trial judge, Emmett Sullivan, well. The two men served together as Superior Court judges before each was promoted to higher office. Holder respects Sullivan and has reportedly watched with growing alarm as Sullivan has repeatedly scolded and scalded prosecutors for failing to follow his judicial orders to fully inform defense lawyers about everything from potentially favorable evidence to the travel plans of witnesses. At the trial, prosecutorial missteps led to the judge instructing the jury to disregard some evidence. After the trial, the Stevens sentencing was repeatedly delayed. Indeed, by March, the sentencing was playing a backseat to the charges of prosecutorial misconduct as a whistleblowing FBI agent made complaints about improper conduct by a fellow agent and prosecutors. With a hearing scheduled in 2 weeks to explore these charges further in open court, Attorney General Holder decided to review the case himself. Late yesterday, according to Justice Department sources, Holder decided it was time to put the case out of its misery and to put an end to the prosecution. Justice Department officials say they will withdraw the department's opposition to the defense motion for a new trial and will instead seek dismissal of the indictment. That, in effect, voids the Stevens conviction. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.